Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing to plant a lawn. Whether starting from seed, sod, or plugs, planting a lawn is a big undertaking. But following a few important steps can make the process a little smoother. If you're moving into a new house, remove all construction debris, roots, and rocks from the site. If you're replacing an existing lawn, you'll need to treat the area with a herbicide first and remove the dead vegetation. It's important to have the soil tested so that you'll know the pH and nutrient levels. Your county extension office can provide you with instructions and the materials to get you started. If necessary, you can add soil amendments and till them in. Finally, be sure the soil is evenly graded and slopes away from the house. For more information about lawns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, why won't my bougainvillea bloom? Bougainvillea vines can put on a stunning show, so it's no surprise that many Floridians try and grow them. But what happens if your bougainvillea won't bloom? Sun is a critical part of the equation. The more sun your vine gets, the more blooms it will put out. Without some direct sun, it just won't flower. Water is another key factor. Bougainvillea is native to arid climates, so check that your irrigation system isn't applying more water than the plant needs. If you're pruning too often, you could be cutting off new blooms as well. Finally, go easy on fertilizer. Too much nitrogen will encourage your plant to produce leaves instead of blooms. So try neglecting your bougainvillea instead of babying it. You should be rewarded with beautiful blooms. For more information about bougainvillea and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preventing and capturing runoff. Summer marks the start of Florida's rainy season, which can mean lots of water running through your landscape. This summer, do your part to prevent and capture stormwater runoff. One easy way to limit stormwater runoff is to avoid impervious surfaces. Instead, try using porous materials like gravel, mulch, or pavers for driveways, sidewalks, and patios. The plants you choose can help capture water. Well-established turf grass and ground covers will trap and filter rainwater. If you have a low area, plant a rain garden with plants that will help soak up the excess water. And rain barrels are a great way to capture the rain that falls on your roof. They'll also save you money by giving you free water to irrigate your plants with. For more information about stormwater runoff and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, creeping fig. Creeping fig is a vigorous vine that can be used to soften the look of concrete garden walls. The plant's wandering stems and small leaves create an interesting lacy pattern as the vine grows across the wall. Creeping fig can be planted in sun or shade, and it has a good tolerance to salt spray. If there's a freeze, the leaves will turn brown and fall off, but usually come back in spring. You'll need to be vigilant with your pruning to keep this vine in check. Plus, the vine's adhesive pads make it hard to remove from walls, so consider planting it on privacy walls, but avoid the walls of your home. One of the best uses for creeping fig is in topiaries. Since it holds tight and grows quickly, it can easily cover just about any topiary form. For more information about creeping fig and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, quick versus slow-release fertilizers. We've all heard the fable about the tortoise and the hare. Even with landscape fertilizers, there's a fast and a slow way of doing things. Quick-release fertilizers are the fast way, since they make the nutrients, primarily the nitrogen, immediately available to the plant. They're often used for plants with high nutrient needs, like vegetables or annuals. But plants can absorb only so many nutrients at a time. If you apply too much quick-release fertilizer, it can leach through the soil and end up in our water supply. For this reason, it's often better to choose the slow option. Slow or controlled-release fertilizers make specific nutrients, usually nitrogen, available to the plants over time, and by using them, you'll help both your plants and the environment. For more information about fertilizers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.